he spoke very highly of you, Marcus did. What's it like to have him around and part of the Patriots organization?
I think it's a cool thing. I got to know him probably his rookie year. He played against the Giants in the preseason game. And, you know, I think, A, being a German in the NFL is kind of rare. To have two Germans on one team, I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, he's a good guy, works hard, you know, develops stuff. So, pretty excited about it.
The offseason, like, so far for you guys?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of new teammates, obviously, so it's exciting for us to get to know them and, you know, all get on the same page, OTA starting next week and all that stuff, so exciting times.
And you have a familiar face back in Dante.
Yeah, yeah.
Your thoughts on him returning and what he'll bring to the team?
Yeah, obviously I had him my first five years. You know, excellent coach. I mean, I can't praise him high enough. So obviously it's going to be, you know, us as players, we can only do, you know, we are asked to do to the best of our abilities. You know, going to keep that approach the same and, you know, expecting good things.
Sebastian, where did the season end of last year? How much does that make you guys really want to get back in the weight room, get back into the film room, do all of that? Does it inspire you that much more?
I mean, it's a new year. I feel like I don't think we need extra motivation for anything. I think you come out here and, you know, try to better yourself as a player, as a team, as a group, you know, all that stuff, and putting in these hours and working towards a common goal. And, you know, I mean, now it's getting ready for OTAs next week, and then, you know, we've got training camp coming up and all that stuff. So it's a long road ahead, and really just doing what we're told to do and really grinding it out right now.
Getting back to Dante, you talked so highly of him. What makes him so good in your mind as a coach?
I think he expects the best of us and himself. I think just the way he coaches, you know, it's, I guess, detail-oriented. And I don't know, it just it gets the best out of you.
What about the familiarity factor, Sebastian? How big a role does that play? Him knowing you, you knowing him, his expectations and whatnot. How big is that?
I don't know. I mean, they're new players at every position in a year. So I don't think that matters too much. Again, I think you kind of redo your whole thing every year, you know, prepare yourself as good as you can. You know, I mean, it's not like you're doing something completely new here. So if you've spent a year here or more, there's some familiarity with the whole system, obviously. And, you know, but I feel like you approach every year like you've never heard it before. I think that's my approach. I think that might be best for, you know, maybe picking up a couple of things you hadn't realized before. So I think it's just starting from scratch and building the foundation again.
What do you remember about that story when Marcus told you he was the first German-born player to score a touchdown in the NFL?
Good for him. You know, I think especially in Germany, it blew up pretty quick. And I think, yeah, it's a cool thing, and obviously goes with him, and he's going to remember that for a long time.
Do you recall your response to him?
I don't want to probably give him a hard time.
Something about I've got a ring.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Oh, maybe.
Sebastian, are you doing anything different, or will you take more time in getting yourself ready for this season during right now, the off season?
I don't know if it's different. I mean, obviously, kind of told what to do, obviously, but I think it's, you learn from year to year. You know, if it's extra, whatever, stretching, conditioning, whatever it is, you kind of experience what you need, what gets you ready, and I think you learn from season to season of, maybe I was in great shape, I wasn't in good shape, whatever it was, and I think you kind of take the good things and try to eliminate the bad things.
Do you now have conversations with some of the younger linemen and stuff and say, this is what to expect, and much maybe the way you might have had it with the older guys, as they taught you the ropes of what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, I still remember how it is, you know, being a rookie, everything is new, head is spinning, it's a lot of players, it's a lot of new things that are expected of you, and, you know, you've been a rookie, a 10-year vet, I think the expectations are the same. So if anyone can help, especially a younger guy, I think that can only help the team essentially, and you know those guys too. And but I think they're doing a great job, and it's a you know a long road for us and for them. You know, we're a team now, and just all of us trying to get better.
Sebastian, has anything changed for you as you enter a year in the last year of your contract?
No, I mean it's the same thing. I mean it's you know, preparing for the season. That's really all that matters.
Player like Marcus signs and sort of comes here for the first time, do you have a natural friendship with a guy like that because of your shared background?
Yeah, I mean, the first day he walked in, you know, I made a point to talk to him, and, you know, I really like him, so he's a cool dude. And, obviously it doesn't really matter what country he's from, and, you know, he's a good teammate and working extremely hard. He's a strong boy, a big boy, and, you know, I think can only help us. And on a personal level, I think he's just a great guy to hang out with.
How about from a cultural standpoint? Do you point him in the right direction for good German food or...
The massive, you know, German population we have on here.
He's not playing in New York. So.
No, I mean, I did. We went to dinner. We did do that. No, I mean, obviously, it's a little bit different than, you know, New York, from New York to Foxborough. But, again, it's you know, whoever you can help a little bit, show them a restaurant, show them whatever, you know, you need. I think that goes a long way. And but I mean, obviously, it's a grown man. I think you can find his way around Foxborough. So I think I'll figure that one out.
Sebastian, is 2 years of retirement changed Dante Scarnecchia at all, as far as you can tell?
I don't know. I've got to ask him probably. Find out in training camp. You know, again, I think the expectations are the same. It's, you know, better work hard, and, you know, he does the same. And I think it's all about the end result. That's what it comes down to.
I know there were injuries last year across the line, but is there some, perhaps, remorse from the players' part? I mean, Gouge took the hit this year, which is why Dante's back, and he was good enough to coach a team to win a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then last year, obviously, didn't get the job on his own. Is there some remorse on the part of the players? We just didn't do enough for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team has the same goal in mind, especially in this phase now, and if ultimately, you know, your season comes to a crashing end, it's never a good feeling. And I think you do a lot of self-evaluation of things you could have done better. And, you know, what I said earlier, I think in the following year, you're trying to implement the good things and really cut out the bad things. And, you know, I don't question anybody's effort. I think we gave what we, you know, whatever we could. And in the end, it wasn't good enough. You know, I got to give Super Bowl champ really all the credit. And it's... you know, onto a new year for us now.
Can the offensive lineman come in with a chip on the shoulder with the way things ended?
Again, I think that might be all sounding good for the media and all that, you know, like playing things up. But I think, again, it's a new year. It's new people on our team, on their team, and everywhere in the league. And you're trying to rebuild, well, not rebuild, but build something new because, I mean, it's just not the same team for anybody. And I think just starting over.
So is there any
last question for Sebastian?
So saying you guys collectively have a point to prove is perhaps overstating it the way you look at it as a group.
I just think I come in here and do work as hard as I can to have a good season.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.